Thank you, Dawn. Hello again, everybody. Yay. I think Dawn has told you what we're going to cover tonight, but well, let me just do that real quick again. The financial update, the new forum policy, reflections from the retreat house, the Awakening Together fall retreat, 6 weeks away, I wrote down here because Dawn keeps telling us that. I was shocked when I heard, was it Regina say it this morning? Oh, it was in the announcements this morning. 6 weeks away. And then we're going to look at 2020 retreats. That's 2020, you know, the year, next year, retreats next year at the retreat house. And if we have time, we might look at another website, the Find the Design website. I originally had Nancy like third down on the list, but I am really feeling to just move her right up. So, Nancy, are you okay to start us out with reflections from the retreat house?
Yes, but first I have to unmute myself.
Perfect.
Sure, I can start. I did the releasing the I am bad belief retreat. And before I went to the retreat, I had to stop and think about why I wanted to go on the retreat, because I've done, you know, a bunch of workshops, you know, over the years, and I went through a period really of just not doing them at all unless something spoke to me or I felt guided to do a workshop or, in this case, a retreat. And so I had to ask myself, was I doing it for my ego to get better or to work on my ego myself, or was this for my, you know, spiritual awakening, my spiritual path? And the answer actually that came to me was both. It was a bit vague at the time. It was, you know, I definitely need this for, because I feel stuck in different areas of my life. And even though I don't really consider my goal is to awaken, I know that I'm committed to my spiritual path, and wherever it leads in this life is wherever it leads. And it felt like I was also stuck on my spiritual path, and I had just the intuition that the I am bad belief, which, let's just say at the time, is a deeper belief. It was just affecting my spiritual awakening. So I was feeling stuck just on my spiritual path. And, you know, one of the handouts that Regina gave had a quote in it that just really solidified the sense that I had that I was being held up in my spiritual path with an I am bad belief. And that quote was in 2 Thessalonians, "The secret to awakening is to awaken to you," with a capital Y. "It is to accept the blaze within as you." So the blaze within as you, meaning, you know, not thinking of God as separate or as the other, but as the self, as myself. So, you know, and it just couldn't be clearer, because if you have the I am bad belief or beliefs in any form, then how can you possibly know yourself as God? So, just really briefly, what is the I am bad belief? So on a more surface level, it can be thoughts of oneself as, say, I'm stupid, or I'm a loser, or I do everything wrong, or I'm fat and ugly, or I'm a fake. And these are thoughts that I think as human beings, we all have, you know, to some degree, and it can be insidious. Sometimes you're not even noticing that you're having these negative thoughts about yourself. So on a more surface level, you know, there are these thoughts. And then on a deeper level, we're getting to the feeling level, you know, underneath those thoughts are feelings of, say, shame or guilt or feelings of unworthiness. And then on a deeper level still is simply, I am bad. And which is to say, I am not light, I am not God. So, you know, we delved into our own personal beliefs about ourselves through spiritual teachings, Regina being the primary teacher, of course, through discussion, through assignments, contemplation, journaling, and dyads. And, you know, essentially we have to work with the ego as it expresses itself through each of us personally to really get to that I am bad thought, or that I am bad belief. And the introduction to the dyads for me personally was a way to get to that very deeply and very quickly. And basically I learned that it was important to you know, that it's important to look at these thoughts and feelings and the I am bad belief very specifically. And I remember years ago somebody saying, you know, just giving this idea that kind of stayed with me, which is, if there's a grain of sand stuck in the cog of a wheel, it can stop the wheel from turning. And so I think that's why it's important to look at these beliefs carefully and deeply so that they can be released. And another quote from Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, is, look now at the unworthiness in your mind, which tells you that you do not deserve the gift I have come to give. We are going to pluck this pain right out of your awareness. So look at it that you may pluck it cleanly without missing. So what we did during the week was, you know, through the journaling and the assignments and the dyads, was to look at our beliefs, you know, clearly to, in order to be able to release them. And so I just wanted to state what some of the advantages of, what were some of the advantages of working in a group, in a live group situation, as opposed to working online or working through, you know, phone sessions. And also as opposed to working one-on-one with a therapist. And that, so some of the points are, knowing that everyone has a belief or several beliefs that, you know, go down to the I am bad belief. So it's not something that's distinctive to just myself, but it's an existential issue. You know, just for the fact of being alive, we believe we're bad. So, or there is the I am bad belief. So it was important to see that and experience that by hearing what all the group members, you know, said about their own feelings and beliefs. Another thing that was really helpful was a lot of times what someone believed about themselves was in direct opposition to how people saw them. And that was mind blowing, you know, and it seemed to happen pretty consistently, you know, for everyone, at least, you know, how I remember it. So that was really interesting to me. and really helpful to see for myself personally. And also what you believe is bad or shameful for yourself, you know, it's all relative. It wouldn't necessarily be bad or shameful for somebody else, but it is a big deal for you. And so that's why it's important to work on your own issues, you know, and look at them very, very carefully. And another really great advantage of doing this work in the group is that we were able, I think, to feel safe enough, you know, over a very short period of time to express things that were very, very private or personal and very, very deep. And I, you know, for myself, I brought up something that I've been ashamed of, you know, for so many years. And I couldn't even put the word ashamed to it. But I just really couldn't trust to bring it up with anybody in my family or even any of my friends, just because I didn't feel that it was going to be handled with care and understanding. And I didn't want advice and certainly not criticism. And so I knew that I had to bring it up in the group, you know, and say it to people that I know. And just in having done that, I felt loosened the bind of it for me. And, you know, it has less power over me than it did before. And so, you know, in a nutshell, this is pretty much what I have to say about it. I have a lot more to say about it, but, you know, in terms of time, this is what I'll say about it. I just want to, two other things that I want to say is that if anyone has the opportunity to do this work in a group, in a live group, they should take it. Because we are so identified with the ego, and that includes our badness, that if that's not looked at and understood on a deep level, then it is part of what is in the way of your awakening or really being dedicated to your spiritual path. In my opinion, at least that was the case for me. And then the other thing that I have to say, and I just give all the credit to Awakening Together, to Regina, to Jacqueline, to anybody who has made Awakening Together what it is, and that includes all of us who come here and have stayed, you know, on the path of Awakening Together. You know, this kind of work, there are workshops that are similar to this, you know, all over the country and all over the world. But to really see results, and that's not even the point in a way, but in order to really be liberated, that's the word I'm looking for. In order to really be liberated, you must go deep. And a lot of these workshops really stay on the level of ego, you know, understanding or becoming aware of what you think all the time, becoming aware of your feelings, going into your history and, oh, this is why I'm this way. It doesn't matter. It's like we need to go deep, 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 which is the level of spirit. And really knowing, understanding what we are not, so we can fully embrace what we are. So Awakening Together is one of the few places on this planet that's doing this with groups of people. So thank you, thank you.
That was awesome, Nancy. Thank you so much. Yeah, really, I appreciate you coming, and I appreciate your enthusiasm. And I appreciate having gotten to know you at that retreat. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Well, sometimes it was fun, sometimes it wasn't fun, right? That was great. For those of you who have just joined us or are listening on the radio, that was Nancy Silva, and she was sharing her experience from the recent retreat, releasing the I Am Bad Belief retreat. So, okay, let's get down to financial business, shall we? This is the second quarter member meeting, and as part of this meeting, let me go here, and I'm going to share with you the financials, like I just said, so I got to figure out how to share it there, share the screen. No need for the sound. You don't need to see my emails either, but you did. this is our financial report for January through June of this year. And of course, first we go through the income. You know, some of you may have an accounting background. I don't. I'm learning all this as we go. But first we go through the income, and then we'll go through the expenses. So don't get really excited when we get to the bottom line on the income, because then all the expenses come out, right? So as you can see here, first we look at direct public support. That first line there is in-kind gifts, and those are donations to the retreat house. As we started up this year, we got lots of donations. Lots of the local folks in particular gave donations. It's easy, you know, to carry them over to the retreat house. We also got donations in the mail. We got artwork. And we appreciate all those in-kind donations. You can see that's $994.88. The next in-kind gift there, $1,300 more or less, is from the MPP facilitators who do these classes, and sometimes they do them without pay based on the number of participants. If the classes are small, it's particularly important that we do that so that it doesn't become a losing proposition. Also, some of the MPP facilitators donate their pay regardless. So that's what that $1,300 is. The next line item is individual contributions. And as of the date of this report, the end of June, that number was only $17,705.38. As of August 1st, that number has gone up. We did receive significant donations in July, so that number has now gone up to 29,000, give or take. And then we have the salaries. As you know, Regina's salary is donated. There are also other donations to go to the rest of our salaries. Those are those numbers. And then the next number you'll see there on line 13 here is the retreat house donations. Now that says $9,743, but only part of that money was donated within these months of January to June. $5,500 of that is from money we've held in reserve. As you may recall, after we did the initial drive for donations to the retreat house, we put some of that money in the reserve, some to fix the decks, some for this, some for that. We also, Regina had the foresight to also put in reserve funds to pay the bills as they came due. And you know, some of these months we are barely breaking even at the retreat house. We expect those numbers to go up. We hope that those numbers will go up. We hope that folks will continue to donate to the retreat house. But we are taking $1,000 a month out of those reserve funds in order to make ends meet and pay the bills. And we'll look at those bills as we go down here a little bit. So let's see. So the total of all those contributions we just talked about, $60,500. All right. And look at that. Look here on line 17, Amazon Smile, $246.01. Yay. And it's nice. It's, I know Harvard Jean, excuse me, Dawn, make the announcement a while ago. She's like, hey, you're there shopping anyway. So you can see, I mean, it does help. $246 is $246. So we appreciate when you shop at Amazon. That you shop at Amazon Smile. So let's see. That's interest on the savings account, $8.20 there on line 20. And this is a nice number, line 23, royalties. There we have $550 in royalties from the French NTI. You all may recall that Laurent translated that into French, and so that's a nice that's a nice bonus. It's like something in your Christmas stocking, $550 from French NTI. Let's see, down here on line 27, we have MPP income, $4,563. And the next line is the retreats at the retreat house. That is $9,145. And that line is separate, as you'll see, from lodging. So that's just income generated for the retreat fees, $9,145. We have had at least one retreat a month except for the month of September. I think that that I'm telling you the truth on that. And in a couple of months, we had a couple different retreats. So that's the income generated from that. So the MPP and the retreats together take us to $13,708. Okay, and then there's this little number right here, line 31, speaker fee income, $16. Let me tell you what that is. You all may remember I did the Teachers of God program, and they send us a little bit. That number needs to be updated, and I need to transfer it from my PayPal. But they send us a little bit each month. Because people have subscribed to the program through ads, through the link that we generated, you know, when I joined the program. So that's what that $16 is. The truth is, on the next financial report, it will actually show the speaker fee, which is $1,000, but it didn't make this report. So that's why it's a tiny little number. It's cute. line 34, we have books, CD, and media sales, you know, NTI, Inter Romano, all of them, $541. And then we get to that retreat house lodging number, $4,842.50. And I will tell you that when Nancy was talking, I thought she might be going here, and it's not where she went, but when she was talking about the fact that folks offer similar retreats, and she was telling us that, you know, very often they stay on the surface, I thought she might be going to say that often these retreats are very, very expensive, and they are. I mean, you can look on any retreat website and see that they're very, very expensive. And the reason I mention that now is to say that this lodging number is just enough for us to cover expenses. You know, we're not making a ton of money off of these things. So, again, with offering a retreat every at least a retreat a month, you can see that number, don't do math, but I think that number adds up to about $1,400, both with the retreat fees and the lodging fees. Okay, let's see what else we got here. So that takes us down to a total of program income for all of the things we do, the retreats and the books we sell and MPP. That takes us down to $20,000 income from that. Our total income is $80,000 for the year. For the first part of this year, January through June, is $82,000. But like I said, don't get excited because we still have to look at, thank you, Dawn. Dawn's doing the math for me. Thank you. don't get excited because we got to go to the expenses. So let's see, business registration, you know, all the documents you have to file with North Carolina and with Colorado. $183. Bank fees alone, $407. This is Cheryl's salary so far for the year here on line 46. These outside contract services, this is for Bruce Rawls, who does regular updates and helps us when we run into troubles on the website. Also, it's forum development fees, those are fees, paid to get the forum up and running. So $664.33. Now, you'll remember some of that shows up as donated up in the income section. And, I do know this about bookkeeping. You put it on one side of the books, you got to put it on the other. You know, you got to show it. It's got to all balance out. So while we give, we're showing that we pay for those fees up there, they were donated, and primarily those forum development fees were donated by Jay McCormick, helping us get the forum up and running. So then we have gas, insurance, registration, maintenance for the Retreat House van, the Awakening Together van. Here's a good one. On line 50, we show that we paid in the first two quarters, we paid $513 for property taxes. Well, of course, we're nonprofit, so we got our property tax exemption filed, and you will see that refunded in the next financial report. So the property taxes are actually zero, and that's a good thing. Let's see. What I point out here, Don and Jacqueline's home office, $673. That's our internet, I think, Don. There's software for Don, so that's getting pretty technical here. I will tell you that something I want to point out here is this $1,800 for our web server, for our web storage, Drive HQ, for MailChimp that sends out the daily updates, for QuickBooks where we keep our accounting, for the radio service, you know, so you can tune into AT Radio. All of that comes in that amount. But that amount will go down. We were able to procure a nonprofit donation from Microsoft, their TechSoup program. And whereas we were paying, what were we paying a month? We were paying $70 a month for QuickBooks. We were able to get the subscription for the entire year for $150 instead of the $70 a month. So that number will go down and will stay down because that's a renewable program and we'll do that every year. So yeah, it was fun switching over, but it's done. Yay. Let's see. So total operations, $3,232. We have scholarships. We have the scholarships for the fall retreat and other scholarships at the Retreat House, $2,810. This is not all my salary, although it says that my name by it here. This is my salary, Regina's salary, and Don's salary. The only person for the first 6 months of the year. The only person that's not in there, I'm not sure if Regina's is in there or not, actually. Hers may be separate, but I don't see it. So maybe that is all three of us. The only person that's not in there is Cheryl, and we looked at that with the contract before, the contract fees. So for the first 6 months, $65,213. Travel expenses where Regina did the retreat in Oregon. And then there's the facilitator fees. Again, that's the other side of it. We saw it donate up above. This is what it would have cost us in total had they not been donated. And some of that money we actually did pay to the facilitators. And here's the retreat house expenses. Maintenance, $276. And then here's the utilities and, you know, the bills, utilities, trash pickup, et cetera, $4,000 for the first 6 months. Here's for groceries, including Cheryl's food and food for the retreat, $3,500. Cleaning supplies, paper towels, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see, this line here, $2,000. We were still getting set up, sheets, blankets, all that sort of thing. Here's our mortgage interest we've paid so far this year, $2,100. And here's the last thing on there is PayPal fees for booking at the retreat house, $282. So the total for the retreat house expenses for the first 6 months, $12,661. And then that feeds into that overall total for the program expenses, $14,000. So our total expenses, $95,000, give or take. And that put us in the red, minus $12,367. Again, we did receive a few additional donations in July that brought that number up somewhat. But I know you've been hearing Dawn make the announcement about donations, and we do appreciate your donations, and it is how we operate. And, you know, I was telling you a while ago about the about that little $16, right, that we got for Teachers of God, but we are getting that amount because those folks are charging their participants a monthly fee. And a lot of organizations work that way. And a lot of organizations charge hefty, hefty fees for retreats and hefty, hefty fees for their online programs. And I know you guys are aware of this. And so I just want to, again, echo what Dawn said earlier. And if you feel that you're getting a benefit, you know, we don't want to go to a program where we're like, that's going to be so much a month. That's going to be so, we're not going to do that. But if you feel like you're getting a benefit, consider making a donation. In fact, consider making a recurring donation. You know, a while back, Regina, and I mean a while back, I mean two or three years ago, Regina made this same speech to the trustees, and we're like, oh, all right, I mean, we got it. You know, it's just not something that you think about, and we all started making a donation. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't miss that donation. It's like, it's not, you know, it's just funny how that works. It doesn't hurt. You know, you never know that it's there. And again, $50, it's like, that's a meal out, maybe two, right? That's like a cup of Starbucks coffee every day of the week. You know, I mean, it really, these donations aren't much, and I'm not going to go on and on about it, but I'm going to ask you again to ask yourself, if you feel like you're getting a benefit from Awakening Together, then just ask guidance. Ask guidance. Am I to give? And if so, how much? And that's all we ask you to do. And if guidance goes, oh my God, no, you can't afford it, well, then don't do it, right? Yeah. But yeah, be sure and ask within whether you should be making a donation and the amount of that donation. Okay. Next up. So, oh, let me ask. Does anybody have any questions about the... we stop sharing it. Well, no, actually, let me ask. Does anybody have any questions about the financial statement that the operational financial report from January to June 2019 that we just went over? Okay, and I can't see anybody's virtual hands. Are there any virtual hands up, Dawn? No. Okay. All right. Okay, next up is our new forum policy. And I'm going to share my screen again. Imagine that. So I'm going to share my screen again and show you the policy, and I'm just going to review it if I can find it. Again, you're looking at my email. Don't look. Where is the forum policy? There. No, that's not it. Don't look at that either. We're not ready for that. There, look at that. Here is the new Awakening Together forum policy. And gosh, how long is the forum? You're cute. Sean is hiding her eyes. How long has the forum been up? Was it like February, January? Maybe it came up in January. That's right. Regina wanted it up in January so it could, so the folks in General Healing Year 3 could use it. So we did get it up and running in January. As you know, Aggie Michkowski has been central to getting this thing running and maintaining it. And we really appreciate her help. She's taking a little bit of sabbatical. She's doing another program. She's still running the forum for us. But we haven't seen her in the room lately because she's doing another program that asked that she only do that program. So if you haven't seen her, that's why. But she is still making sure the forum is running smoothly. And once we got the forum up and running, the board of directors said, well, don't we need a policy? And we're like, you're right. So here's the policy. Member board of trustees worked on the policy. And then as our bylaws require, the policy was sent to the board of directors who approved the policy. And here at the beginning, it states the reason for the policy, that the this is one of Awakening Together's places for communal conversation. And it is our intent to create a safe, respectful, and kind environment focused on spiritual enrichment. And therefore, we needed this policy. The policy includes procedures that address the composition and responsibilities of the forum subcommittee. It includes forum etiquette guidelines and a consistent procedure for maintaining etiquette guidelines in the forum. Let's see. Hey, Jay, welcome back. So let's see. First off is this forum subcommittee, and right now that subcommittee is me and Jay and Aggie. You know, we have a number of subcommittees, so anytime anybody wants to pitch in and be a member of our subcommittees, just contact one of us or send us a note at our contact button on our website, and just let us know that you want to help out, and we'll be happy to bring you in. Yeah, Jay says just in time. And Jay, as we said earlier, has been working real hard on that as well, his time and his money on the forum. But Jay, we're going over the, as you can see, the forum policy. So again, this just tells what the subcommittee does, and it's like basically we're responsible for the forum. If something goes wrong, we fix it. If somebody says the forum's not working, we take that to the board of trustees. You know, whatever's going on, the forum subcommittee has oversight over that. This item right here, developing written policy and procedure and policy for the forum. Boy, Aggie has done an excellent job of that. She's made manuals. They're very precise, very detailed manuals. So we are in good stead in that regard. Yes, Aggie's done a great job. And then the next point is our forum etiquette guidelines. And these guidelines will probably sound familiar because they are very, very much like the guidelines in our sanctuary. And basically, they're based on the need for reverence, respect, kindness, and discernment. Specifically, let's see. When posting or responding to a post on the forum, do so with respect and kindness. And then again, just as we do as in our sanctuary policy, we define what that means. Respect includes regards for one's feelings and one's spiritual point of view. It doesn't necessarily mean agreement. However, honor the forum participant's freedom to share as he or she feels to share without interfering. And then we just say, you know, when you're responding to a post, be sure your comments are first of all, related to what's being discussed. Don't just go off on some wild tangent. And this is really important. Never indicate that someone else is wrong. And you all might remember Dr. Jeffrey Martin talked about this, you know, when people got to these different levels, these different stages or whatever you want to call them on of awakening, they'd be so convinced, oh my gosh, this is the truth. This is the truth, that they'd want to tell other people they were wrong. And spiritual students tend to do that. And so we're just reminding everybody, don't do that. Right? Because, you know, likely as not 6 months from now, you'll go, oh boy, was I wrong. So, you know, just let everybody, consistent with our core values, let everybody be where they are. Let's see. So what else? Yeah, and we say, you know, just don't have just bizarro conversations that have nothing to do with, you know, what we're doing here as a spiritual community. There is a member section where members can exchange their email addresses, their phone numbers, and, you know, and you want to talk about, you know, I don't know, rock and roll and movies, which we all do here anyway, but you get the idea. Don't just go way, way off within the forum itself. If you want to have private conversations, you can do that in the members area. In addition, we have, and I don't know that it's being utilized, but we do have a portion of the forum that is like a bulletin board in a church. You can go there and advertise your products. You can go there and advertise your services. So know that that exists, and please use it. And then finally, gossip is never permitted. Never, ever, ever, ever permitted. We don't gossip about one another. It's not productive. So, and then finally, we say what we do with infractions. And I think it's good to, we all think it's good to have it laid out very, very clearly what happens if, you know, you don't do all those things we just talked about. You know, you don't comply with those etiquette guidelines. Jay, hey, have you heard what Jacqueline said? Did you hear what Jacqueline said about Regina? Yeah, that we don't allow that. But anyway, so it's all laid out very clearly here. And I will say that this policy is available the same place all of our policies are, which is on our website under, is that under To Read? That's under To Read. And governance documents. Policies and procedures. It's under To Read and not About, right, Don? Okay, Don's looking for us. Yeah, so basically, and nobody's going to get kicked out immediately out of the forum if they're not, you know, complying with this. There's warnings. We tell you, there's the moderator might edit your post and then talk to you about why it was edited and that sort of thing. So it's a very gentle process, but it's all clearly defined there. So... and the participant always has the right to appeal to the president, minister at any time throughout the process, you know, and go, I didn't do that, whatever it is, right? And talk to the president, minister, if you wish. Yes, Don has confirmed the policy is under To Read. And then governance documents, she's posted a link for us. And again, all of our policies and procedures are there. Okay, so... Now I'm going to share something else with you guys. Where is it? There it is. Anybody have any questions about the forum policy? No, you've looked. I'm on the right page, Shauna. Did anybody have any questions about the forum policy and procedures? No. Okay. All right, 6 weeks away, our fall retreat. You know, the fall retreat has always been a big deal for this organization because we are an online organization, and it's really cool to get together with people that you see all the time online but see them physically. And, you know, Nancy talked about some of that. There's just a different energy. I mean, this is a great energy, but there's a different energy that you get when you actually get physically together in the same room. And so the fall retreat is the time to do it. And so we want to invite you once again to come to the fall retreat, which is two retreats. You can come for one or both. You get a discount if you come to both. The first is a 7-day satsang. Excuse me, it's not. The first is a 7-day self-awareness retreat. The second is a 5-day satsang and sangha retreat. The first retreat begins October the 20th. It's October the 20th through the 26th. It is $485. And that is for, that's the retreat fee. You know, you saw how those were separate on the financial statement. That's for the retreat fee. Lodging is extra, right? I'm sorry, my mind's going, you don't know what you're talking about. You better check. So I'm going to go check. And look at this picture. These are not stock images. This is what you see when you go to the retreat house. Isn't that right, Don, Nancy? Yeah, Sean. Everybody here can tell you that. These are real pictures. There you go. $485 for all 7 days. Lodging cost is separate. So again, the first part of this, the retreat will take place at the retreat house. It will be facilitated by Regina, me, and Ann. That you, if when you hear those three names together, you should think dyads. We will be doing some of that. It promises to be a great retreat. And let's see, the daily retreat schedule will vary based on the activity. And that's the cool part about being where we are. And it should be plenty warm for us to be outside still when the retreat starts. You will want to pay attention to your email so you'll know what clothing to bring, what the proper clothing is. But the cool thing about being where we are is, you know, we have retreat sessions by the lake. We have retreat sessions on the mountaintop. We have retreats where we go, where we have a teaching at the retreat house, and then we go, okay, now in order for you to practice that, we're going to go up to 11,000 feet. And, you know, I mean, it's just such an opportunity to be in nature and yet to be gobbling up this good stuff that we get at the retreats. Yeah. Dawn says, the views and vistas are the most beautiful I've ever seen. So now the lodging cost is separate, but I will say that we do still have room at the retreat house. And so it's a lovely place to stay, and you all have all heard it. It's spotless. Cheryl keeps it spotless. Regardless of whether you stay there or not, you're going to get to sample Cheryl's food. But if you stay there, you will get all three meals. So it's the lodging cost is all inclusive in that way, because with the lodging you get the breakfast, and then with the retreat fee you'll get lunch and dinner. So all right, and again, let me go back to the homepage and show you the second part of the retreat. Dun, 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 dun. Here it is. The second part is a satsang and sangha retreat. And so this retreat's a little bit different. Regina has been soliciting questions for the second part of the retreat. Asking for people to submit their questions or topics that they'd like addressed at the retreat. And Regina, who is a master at this, will design a retreat around those questions and topics that you're interested in. So if you're coming, be sure and get your questions and topics to Regina. And this retreat will be participatory. You ask a question, you want to hear a topic, you will have more questions and topic. Regina will have more answers to give you at that time. So she says it's called Satsang and Sangha because it combines wisdom, clarity, and togetherness into one fun and insightful week. And again, that retreat runs from October the 28th to November the 1st. It's a little bit shorter retreat. It costs, the retreat fee is a little bit less. It's $300. And again, lodging is separate, but this will be a very laid back, fun retreat. So she says, like peanut butter and chocolate. So it's a perfect time to really get together with folks and hang, and it will be fun. So the fall retreat, 6 weeks away. It is on our website under retreats and classes, AT Fall Retreat, the first sub menu there. Yeah, Lynn says it's like paradise. Lynn says it's like paradise. The retreats are great too. Yeah. Jay, we recorded my program. Jay sent me a message, said, oh, I missed your program. Yeah, it's recorded, and we and I was wondering where you were, and you better be there next week. Teasing you. Okay. Anybody have any questions about the Awakening Together Fall Retreat?
I've got a question, Jacqueline.
Yes, Nancy, yes.
Now, I really want to do 5 days, the first 5 days of that fall retreat. I don't know if I'll make it, but I have a curiosity because the dyads were really powerful. And my curiosity about the dyads, because you're going to do 3 days, and I kind of got the impression that it's going to be mostly dyads on those 3 days. In between the dyads, do you get an opportunity to journal, or do you do that like at the end of the day or whenever you get a chance? I was just wondering, because what I got from the dyads was like, it was really deep, and I had wanted to just write down or just even outline what I received. And I was wondering if that happens in between the dyads on, in the fall retreat.
Well, it doesn't. And first of all, I'm not sure about, you know, Regina and Ann and I have not yet sat down and planned this, by the way. So when you said there were 3 days of dyads, I'm like, huh, does it say that somewhere? Anyhow.
I could have misread it. I don't know. I'd have to look at it again.
No. If that's what you read, I believe you. So I'll have to look at it again myself. I will say that during the dyads, the instruction is not to journal.
Okay.
And the traditional dyads generally they want that energy to build, and so just like turning on the TV or, you know, chatting it up with a buddy or whatever, it dissipates the energy that's building, and the idea is that energy. And different people would call it different things. That focus of awareness, some people might talk about, is dissipated as you kind of like offload some of that stuff.
Okay.
If you have a note that you're like, I mean, nobody's going to like wrestle you to the ground and keep you from writing a note.
what you're saying is basically that's the process, and that is
the process.
Okay.
That's the process.
Okay.
Yeah. And I hope you're able to come. And for those of you who are coming, please consider staying at the retreat house. There are rooms still available, and it's going to be your best bargain, I think, in La Vita. Although if we fill up, those prices are not bad, but we'd really like to have you at the retreat house if you can make it. Okay, the other thing that I want to show you guys is this survey. We are sending out, this will come out tomorrow, to the folks who subscribe to the daily update. It's a survey asking about your experience at the retreat house, if you have been there. And you can see we have your rate, the lodging and the booking and the content and those sorts of things. So if you've been there, you want to be sure and give us feedback on that. We are also asking, well, gee whiz, if you haven't come, how come? And why haven't you? You know, is there something that makes it daunting for you to come? What is that? So just tell us your opinions when you get that. Then we list a number of types of retreats, some that we've specifically given, like releasing the I am bad belief, and some that we haven't given yet. And specifically, you know, we all these truths come through in most of these retreats, but would you like to see a retreat on learning to trust? Would you like to see a retreat on learning to discover guidance? And you can see the list goes on and on. Here, there are a number of them. I didn't count them, but we ask you to rate them. If we had a retreat like that, would you be highly likely to attend? Likely to attend? I might attend. No, I'm not going to that. Definitely not going. Okay, so that's not what it says here. It says highly likely to attend, likely to attend, might attend, unlikely to attend, and would not attend. But that'll give us some idea, really, of what you're looking for us from us in terms of retreats for next year. And, you know, we're in the process right now of planning those retreats. We're planning out the dates. We're planning, you know, our time off around it. So we are in the process, and we really want your feedback. In addition, there's a spot down here for you all to tell us, well, if you're not interested in any of those, or I guess even if you are, what did we leave out, right? What other kind of retreat would you like to see? And so you have an opportunity to tell us that here.
And so, while you're on this subject, can you tell me what embodied practice is? What does that mean, embodied practice?
Dawn, maybe you want to address that.
Well, one day, it wasn't too long ago, Regina had us talking from the state of awareness, and I got so thrilled by it. And at the time, it was kind of awkward, but I was like, this is something I would love to practice more and to be immersed in an environment, like you said, Nancy, with others who their desire is the same thing. And the whole time when you're talking at dinner or you're just moving around the house, maybe helping Cheryl wash dishes, or whatever. It's just that's how I want to live, to be in an environment where I'm practicing that
all the time.
I get excited by the idea of that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Dawn.
That was me. I mean,
no, that's good. That's a good description. All right, cool. So that survey should come out tomorrow. If you don't see it in your mailbox, check your spam. If you still don't see it, send us a contact, you know, something at our contact us form there on Awakening Together. Send it to me personally and be fine. Either way, let us know if you don't get the survey, because we absolutely want your feedback. I know we are running out of time, but I want to show y'all something real quick. And it's this. We are now on Find the Divine. If you're not familiar with Find the Divine, it's kind of like Airbnb for spiritual retreats. And we have just signed up for this for the year. So you can put your category or keyword in over here. Let's see. We're going to put in like retreat centers. And then we're going to put in over here, we're going to put in Colorado. And hit the search bar. There you go. And we're going to go down and see. First, you get the map. And I know where we are on the map. So, oh, come on. We're right there. So I'm going to show you our listing, Awakening Together Retreat House. And somebody might recognize that figure there that we feature on our website. Yes, our own Shauna Summers, getting ready to fly off that mountain. Shauna, is this at the Vista at Cordova Pass? Yes, and this is one of the easier hikes, and look at what she's standing in front of. Isn't that amazing? Here's some other pictures. There's a picture of the, there it is. There's a bigger picture. So let me go back to Shauna. Let's look at Shauna first. There's Shauna about to fly off the mountain. And again, that's a relatively easy hike, and you just get these great views. Here's our a picture of the retreat house down here in the right-hand corner of the picture from the other side of the lake. Our place is right next to the lake. Oh, did you not see it? Shauna was still looking. Did it go too fast? You want to see it again? Here, there it is.
No, I saw it. I was looking at the fisherman in the water by the boulder there.
Oh, you're right. I hadn't even seen him. He is. He's up to his hips. He's wearing those waders, isn't he? Yep. And then this is another picture taken from, looks like it's taken from like maybe the street out in front of the, you see the wall. This is very close to the retreat house. So this gives folks an overview, and then we tell folks, you know, how many people can meet there, how many meeting rooms we have, how many people can stay overnight, what the dining options are. And Regina wrote a lovely description about what folks can expect to find. And so when somebody does what we just did, the way we went in, you know, we didn't look specifically for Awakening Together. We looked for, I want a retreat center in Colorado, and then we'll show up this way. And it was this was a relatively inexpensive advertising option. And so there it is. And we're really, really pleased with the way that turned out. So does anybody have any questions about our presence on Find the Divine? Okay. I see. I was screen sharing, so I didn't see all you other guys in there. Hey, everybody. Hey, Craig and gang. Yeah, so we're just finishing up our meeting, our member meeting, our second quarter member meeting, and we are really pleased that all of you all joined us tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your interest, and we'll see you next quarter. Bye.